If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy.
You mean he didn't listen to that, what you mean?
Yeah, I mean, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose, too.
Well, it's the hemorrhage.
Okay. And if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy...
The boy would be still taking after his father.
What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
Midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City dude.
And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Oh, they call him a country dude, I guess.
What do you call people whose skin is black?
Well, we call them colored people. Some people call them niggers.
And what do you call people whose skin is white?
We call them white folks.
If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might you call him?
Well, he called him a nigger, man, isn't that what he is?
And if a colored man got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
He'd say, you white folks.
Suppose the man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You say the man got awfully...
Got awfully... disappointed about breaking it.
Okay. And what's another way to say it? If
he does that again, I'm going to whip you.
Yeah.
If he, small.
You'd say he'd get, how would he feel about the boy? You'd say he'd get...
He'd get a whipping if he...
Would you say he'd get mad with him or angry with him?
Oh, he'd get angry with him.
Suppose you'd been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
Really tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child, what?
Child was sick.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick what?
Stomach.
Would you say at his stomach or in his stomach or on his stomach or to his stomach?
Perfect. Well, I'd say in his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
I guess they'd call it celebrating right on.
What do some people call a spook to frighten a child with?
Boogerman.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to.
So would it.
What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
We call them a terrapin.
And what would you call one that lives on the land?
Gopher.
Have you ever heard people talk about poodles?